This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
At the moment across our city, so many community organisations, not-for-profits, are really supporting people doing it tough through this pandemic, doing amazing work. So thank you if you are part of those teams. Parramatta Mission provide meals, accommodation, mental health services across Greater Western Sydney. And they've just launched a project during this lockdown that is going to help you with something that you may need while also helping out the community. Davin De Braun is part of Parramatta Mission. Going to tell us a little bit more about that. Davin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
Parramatta Mission is such a crucial part of the community. You guys do a lot helping people out in times of need. What kind of things are your community relying on you for at the moment?
Yeah, so predominantly the focus is really on the ground immediate emergency relief support that we're providing. So through our service, Meals Plus, we're offering immediate meal support and things like of groceries and toiletries and the like. So for a lot of our community members doing it really tough, having, you know, lost jobs, having to still pay rent and what have you, they're struggling when it comes to meeting the basic needs. So we're looking to be on the front line and support them in that regard. And then the plus element, which is really a crucial part of what we do, is looking to then connect them to the necessary service to help them in their journey of transformation, whether that be, you know, connecting them to housing support, Centrelink services from a psychological standpoint, or doctors, or whatever the case is. So we act as almost like the gateway to the community to connect them to the various services needed to assist them wherever they may find themselves in their journey.
In the context of the pandemic, how are the people that you're working with at the moment seeming to be coping? Are people doing all right, or has it been a real challenge for them?
Yeah, look, Laura, to be completely honest, it's been incredibly tough, and it's been getting progressively worse. I was just speaking with Paul, our service coordinator, today, and he was just saying people are starting to get more antsy, more on edge. I think people are starting to feel the effects and the impacts of the lockdown more and more. The pressures are beginning to mount every day and kind of every week. And I think the real challenge is from the mental standpoint, with the idea of really there being no end in sight. But if you can, you know, from a mental standpoint, that's so crucial to be able to sort of see a light at the end of a tunnel. A lot of our community members just aren't seeing that. And so the question of, well, when will this come to an end? When will we get through this? Is one that's just I guess, plaguing, you know, ourselves and our community members a lot at the moment.
You do find ways, though, to bring people hope, which I think is just so good, and ways to adapt within this season particularly. One of the things Parramatta Mission has just launched is the Re-Inspired Threads op shop. Can you explain a little bit about this idea? How did it come to be?
Yeah, at a very high level, I guess, you know, when the pandemic hit, we were at Parramatta Mission, we were kind of hit on both ends in terms from a donation standpoint for support. Obviously, people couldn't support to the same extent, so from a funding point of view, we were challenged. And then I guess also in terms of the need for our service had increased. So we were sort of challenged on both sides, and we needed to think outside the box in terms of coming up with a new revenue stream and a way of engaging our community. And so I also work for an online ethical fashion marketplace called Thread Harvest, and we had been looking into the online op shop space, and so I'd had a chat to my manager, and I said, well, look, why don't we do an online op shop? We've got, you know, our community members and our partners wanting to support and donate more than just funds, and we pitched it to the board, and was something that just excited them, quite innovative and quite different, and tackling the challenges of, you know, landfill whilst at the same time generating revenue for our services. And here we are, having launched in a pandemic, which has been nothing short of exciting.
Yeah, congratulations to you guys. It really is such a good idea, and it is so exciting that you've been able to do it now. Two questions for you. One is, how can people donate clothes? You know, are you accepting donations right now? And what are the ways we can really be supporting you guys through this launch?
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Laura. I guess at this stage we're not accepting. The challenge with the lockdown has been we can't actually move around freely to move the clothing. So at this stage, that's on hold. We are looking, you know, once we come out of the lockdown, we want to be building up more partnerships with schools, organizations, corporates, and we're looking to sort of do it at that sort of level rather than on an individual basis. That'll just help us, I guess, manage the supply chain side of things much better and do a bit of quality control as well. In terms of support, you know, there's the online shopping piece. If supporters could get behind it and shop and purchase, that's a huge help as well.
Okay, so what is the website we can visit then?
So www.reinspiredthreads.org.au, and that should get you to the landing page.
All right, Davin, thank you so much. Joining us from Parramatta Mission, that website, reinspiredthreads.org.au. Check out their op shop, get yourself some new threads, help the local community, prevent a bit of landfill too, doing it all in one go on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.